Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio.
Mike Schaefer. Schaefer.
My album. Who is Mike Schaefer?
Mike Schaefer, Nebraska 24/7 Sports.
Man, all of us media people look so dumb right now. I've used Colt now twice on your show.
You got one more and you're out, all right? Mike Schaefer's my guest, Nebraska 24/7 Sports.
Gentlemen, I think you're going to be a little disappointed with my lack of great basketball knowledge.
Come on, man. I paid my $10. I want to see the free former. I want to see the Schoenberg in the middle of that line.
Mike Schaefer, Nebraska 24/7 Sports.
If you had to start a team and you could get peak era Hershey Hawkins or peak era LeBron James, you're going to lean a little bit towards Thirsty Hawkins.
Right.
Mike Schaefer, Huskers Illustrated, Nebraska 24/7 Sports.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you, Nick.
Mike Schaefer, I always like to quickly check some of your tweets to see if, get some thoughts on what I want to ask you. And there's one tweet in particular I want to talk about. First of all, how are you? Are you good?
I'm good. I'm kind of nervous because I've been known to tweet strange things, and now I don't know where this is going to go.
Okay. This was, it says it was 23 hours ago. It starts with important tweet. I'd like to throw my full support behind the biggie bag from Wendy's being the best deal in fast food right now. Okay, I don't know what the biggie bag is. Explain to all of us what is in the biggie bag.
All right, the biggie bag is this outstanding creation from our, great friends over at Wendy's.
Yeah.
Where you can get a basically a double bacon cheeseburger, 4 nuggets, a fry, and a drink for $5.
Wow.
It's pretty much everything you want. And it's $5, which I kind of have this like thing now where you go to fast food and I want to just take like $6 and whatever I can get for $6, like that's it. But that's all I'm going to do. Cause they keep like everything's way more expensive now. You can barely eat fast food.
See, that's right. I mean, you shouldn't, back in my day when I walked uphill to and from school, you walked into a fast food restaurant with $5, $6. You were good to go were going to be full for a long time.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And so that's why the biggie bag has my full support.
What? Doesn't it seem like, so this is a double cheeseburger, nuggets, and fries. Isn't it kind of weird how have we just evolved as human species to where like a fast food burger and fries isn't quite enough? Like you're kind of still a little hungry afterwards.
Yeah, like I'm not sure if there's any place that like if I were to go just get like a fast food burger and I would only order just one. Unless it was like, like a quarter pounder. Like it has to
Right, be a double, yeah, like, right, right. We're talking about a single
just
burger.
A standard burger.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, it probably says more about me, which also probably says a lot about America in general.
Yeah, that's what Georgia said.
Go and order, one of anything. It has
I
to,
know.
There always has to be more. Like, the biggie bag would be a colossal failure if it was just a cheeseburger and fries. And there was no nuggets and there wasn't a second patty, then I'd be out on it entirely.
I'll give you a fast food hot take. Like, I'm not so sure McDonald's barbecue sauce isn't the best barbecue sauce on the planet.
It is.
I mean, McDonald's BBQ sauce,
boy. I don't
know
if I've ever
had it. Oh, Shave, you need to step your game up. Go get you some McDonald's barbecue sauce. Like, I went to like a legit barbecue place and they said, yeah, our ribs come in McDonald's barbecue sauce. I'd be like, give me a rack of them things.
This stuff must be something.
I promise you will not be disappointed.
I can't remember. I guess the last time I had a McRib, it was probably slathered in that.
I've never had a McRib. That's a good question. I would assume you would assume a McRib's in the McDonald's. George, is a McRib in the McDonald's barbecue sauce, or is that a different sauce?
I think it's a different sauce.
It's a different sauce. Okay, we would know. McRibs would be the hottest selling item in the history of life if that was the case.
Well, they're good. Like, it seemed weird to say that. I feel like there's a lot of judgment when you tell somebody that you ate a McRib.
But, there is, like, man, are you doing okay? It's almost like you want to sit them down and be like, you okay, man? Everything going okay in your life?
When I was like in middle school and would be home for the summer, my mom would like buy frozen McRibs that I could make on my own for lunch. Like, and I look back at that and I think, well, that was probably neither healthy or like a great idea. Yet it also just explains a lot.
Yeah. There is an element of like, if you get caught, you know, you almost got to hide when you eat like certain fast food. Like you need to, if someone walks in and they see like an empty bag of like Burger King, there's like, do we need to talk, man? Are you doing okay? You're like, nah, everything's fine. I don't know how that got in here. That's not mine. I don't know how that gets in here. You know,
there is this weird shame element of eating fast food.
I know.
I don't know why.
I know. At least, man, getting fast food used to be so much fun. But I might have to. So the Biggie Box is the way to go. I'm not. That's, you know, it sounds like a hell of a deal. $5, you said?
Yeah, five and tax. They got to get the tax on.
Oh God, you know that's. Is there anything worse than carrying around like 98 cents? I mean, but who do you ever pay? I charge. I put everything on a card now. I rarely pay with cash.
I almost never have cash either. It's always on a card, and then I have it to where like my bank basically anytime there's change on something, it just takes the extra, the remainder that rounds it up to a dollar and just puts it in a different account.
Nice.
So it seems like that account is just growing. So the more often I use that card, it's just like growing.
But honestly,
and even though it's still my money, I'm like, oh my God,
look at that. I found money.
You're making money.
Let's be honest, carrying around 99 cents in your pocket is just like, you got to go home. I mean, you got to go home and drop that off. I mean, you can't be carrying around 99 cents. It's awful.
I don't know if I have ever, like, when I have had cash and you go to a grocery store or you go to the gas station or whatever, and they give you, like, the 2 pennies back after you get, like, $1.98 worth of stuff, I always leave the penny.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't want the penny. I'm out on pennies.
I'm way out on pennies. I'm like, so with you.
Quarters, nickels, dimes, fine, whatever. There's a spot I'll throw them in my car, and then that'll build up, and that'll go to the bank someday.
I agree.
Pennies, you stay away. I don't want anything to do with you.
I tell you what, one of the most exciting times was when I had like a change jar in college, and I like finally took it to Coinstar, you know, and like that was one of the most exciting. Like I was so excited. Like I was like, I'm doing it Thursday. I'm going, and like driving there, I was so fired up. I think I only got like $70 or something like that, but I was like, wow. When you're in college, like $70, you're like, psh, man, I am like,
that's huge.
Warren Buffett and I have a lot in common right now, you know?
$70 will get you a number of Biggie bags.
Oh, you're eating good. You're eating good for a long, long time.
Your friends are definitely having a good day with $70.
There's no question about that. There is no question about that. I suppose we should talk sports, and I wanted to ask you about this. Speaking of kind of numbers and different things, you realize, I looked it up this morning. Nebraska, in games decided by 7 points or less in the past 5 years, they're 9-18. And you want to kind of figure out what's kind of been the issue. There's been a lot of different things. are well documented, but like Nebraska's inability to win close games has been a big problem. By comparison, Northwestern last 5 years, games decided by 7 points or less, they're 20-8. I mean, that's like the whole difference between Northwestern and Nebraska right now is how they fared in those close games. My question is, if you had to kind of boil it down to one or two things that Nebraska needs to improve upon to win some close games, what would they be?
Well, I think a lot of it comes down to maximizing possession. So that means you can't turn the ball over.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that Nebraska in the last 5 years definitely has a negative total in terms of takeaway and giveaway. So that has to be a huge part of it. I also, you know, you can get into the deep analytics of points per possession, that kind of thing. With especially the Mike Riley teams, it felt like if you drove down the field, you weren't ending in touchdowns a lot of times. You were settling for Drew Brown field goals. So I think that's an aspect that fits into it a little bit too. Field position is always a big part of this.
Yep.
I mean, the special teams has largely been atrocious. Basically since DeMorne Personnel's freshman year, 2014, is like the last time I can think of where your special teams and your return units and your coverage units were all really good. So I think, you know, it's those small things that have really loomed large. You look at a team like Northwestern and they generally don't beat themselves. I mean, it's such a cliche thing to say about that program, And it's also why people like me have a tough time figuring out how the hell that team won the division last year, because they weren't very good.
No.
They just weren't. And yet they had a four-point win over, you know, Purdue to start the year. They had a three-point win over Nebraska. They had a three-point win over Rutgers. They had a four-point win over
Iowa.
Iowa.
Yep.
Like, it's just, you see it right there. I mean, one or two of those results go the other way, but if it's year to year, you can explain a lot of that as kind of, you know, regression, luck, like it evens out. When it's a trend over 5 years, like it has been for Nebraska or it has been for Northwestern, it tells you about how that program actually is.
Yes.
And there's a reason why Pat Fitzgerald has been the coach for 5 years and Nebraska's had essentially three different coaches in a five-year stretch.
100% true. 100% true. Get you out here on this, Shafe. Put a bow on some of the camps over the last week or so. Of the camp season go pretty good for Nebraska?
Yeah, I think so. I think that Nebraska, they got their commitment, not their commitment, but got a commitment on Sunday from Taman Lyman, a defensive back from Orlando, Lyman. I think I said Lyman. He is, 6'2", 165, 170 pounds. They need him to get a little bit bigger, but he's a developmental guy. They had over 28 people of offers on Friday at their barbecue event, and then Friday Night Lights combined with their official visitors. They have probably 40-some people through this month alone in June with offers. I mean, I feel like they had a really good run here, and we don't have time to go into all of it, but
right.
They set themselves up where there's going to be several decisions over the next week or so, and then going into July where there's going to be several more decisions. I think Nebraska's going to come out on top for quite a few of these guys, and so this class that only has four now could double really quickly by the time we get to, July 15th, or maybe even more by that point. So I think that for as slow as it's been, it's really going to speed up, and it's going to go just kind of in flurries. And talking with various people in Nebraska, that's what they were doing at UCF. That's what they did at Nebraska last year. That just seems to be in flurries when they get these commitments, and I think we're headed towards another one right now.
Mike Shafer, Huskers 24/7 Sports. He's an expert with recruiting, football, and of course Wendy's Biggie Boxes too. This is really.
I'm telling you, you get one, you're gonna appreciate it.
Okay, I will take you up on that. I will try to get a Wendy's Biggie Box and we'll break it down. Okay.
Excellent. I appreciate that.
You got it, Shafer. Hey, awesome stuff as always, man. We'll catch up next week.
All right, sounds good.
You got it, Mike Shafer, Huskers 24/7. I died at that. Cheeseburger, chicken nuggets, fries, $5. It's not bad.
Also, not the first time I've heard that opinion from somebody, that the Biggie Box is the real deal. I've never had one, though.
Does it come in a legit box?
I have no idea. I've been on Farrell's. I have no idea.
Yeah,
I'm so out of the fast food game right now. I have no idea.
See, if I go to Wendy's, I always get a spicy chicken sandwich.
Baconator.
You're a Baconator
that
guy?
That Baconator is unreal. Unreal.
Shout out to fast food. All right. Ver's going to stop by in about 45 minutes. Hey, the U.S. women's team is up 2-1. They made a penalty kick. Who made it?
Megan Rapone.
Shouts out to Megan.
Her second of the day.
Yeah, okay.
So 2-1.
Coming through in the... Is this the...
This is knockout round.
Knockout round. Okay.
So there's no losing now.
Okay. You lose and you go home?
Yeah, well, winner of this one plays France, who's the host country. So talk about home field advantage.
Really?
Woo!
France good?
France is good, too.
Oui, oui.
But USA is better.
Okay. That's good. That's good. 2-1. Take a break. Come back. Game time.